Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, November 28, 2023. We will begin our meetings as usual today with an invocation by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
And I'd like to take a moment of silence for a man that served Jefferson County and City of Port Arthur as the prosecutor for, I won't say 20 years, and he's also our judge's brother. So I'd like to just bow head in a moment of silence. Amen. And that's Jesse Brandick, who's a longtime attorney here and prosecutor for the City of Port Arthur and the county, let's say that. Heavenly Father, as we gather here today, at times of need for your divine intervention for this world that seems to be so confused and at war, we ask you to protect this county, the citizens, the elected officials, the staff, and their families, as we are isolated so far from those that turmoil. We pray for the Brandick family. We pray for everyone in this county. We pray for those that serve our democracy abroad and here at home. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's say the pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to have a time of public comment. If you wish to make comment on any item that's on the agenda today, you may approach the lectern. If you're appearing remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Then, hearing none, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve specifications for requests for proposals for commissary services for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. Item B is to consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for a term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County. Item C is to rescind the award of the request for statements of qualifications for professional realtor services for home buyouts acquisitions program through the Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program for Jefferson County with Contract Land Staff LLC, pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item D is consider and approve the reaward to execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement for request for statements qualifications for professional realtor services for home buyout and acquisition program through the CDBG Disaster Recovery Program for Jefferson County with D. Richard Real Estate, pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item E is to discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for requests for statements of qualifications for architectural services for redesign of Jefferson County Diversion Center, pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. And that's actually redesign of the Jefferson County Youth Facility into a diversion center. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for security services and personnel for Jefferson County for a fourth and final one-year renewal with Allied Universal Security Services from December 29, 2023 to December 28, 2024, with the 3% consumer price index increase as shown in the contract on Attachment A. Item G is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 3 for the contract invitation for bid for Mesquite Point Public Boat Ramp through a Texas Parks and Wildlife Department contract with Brizzo Construction for additional quantities to include 182 square yards of compacted subgrade, 65 square yards of asphalt pavement for a total project increase of $10,837. It will also correct the cost for the additional flowable fill on change order number 2 from $15,120 $14,930 down to $14,930, bringing the total contract cost from $1,593,206 up to $1,604,043, with an additional 26 working days, bringing the total number of working days for this project from 186 to 212, pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326, with that project being funded by a combination of Texas Parks and Wildlife Department grant funds, Chenier donated funds, and county ARPA funding. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with NeoGov for software subscription and service applications for human resources for a one-year term from November 28, 2023 through November 29, 2024. Item I is to consider and approve and execute an agreement with Outfront for billboard advertisement at I-10 and NO Highway 124 for the Ben Rogers Visitor Center for the term January 1st, 2024 through December 29th, 2024 at a cost of $1,000 per month. Item J is to consider and approve reallocation of $250,000 of American Rescue Plan lost revenue funding originally budgeted for the jail fuel tank replacement to jail fuel pump replacement in the reduced amount of $109,000. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved second. By Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
Item E, is that a partial redesign or is that the total redesign of the center? Should be a partial. I just want to clarify that. Yeah. Just the part we're going to use. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
We have the building and structure.
The two buildings being looked at are the ones closest to Port Arthur and closest to the maintenance barn and closest to the highway.
On G, we are not in jeopardy with any of the funds because of the time extension, are we, or are we not?
Yes.
No? Okay. On HR, I didn't see a cost per that product.
The cost was for... We bought the software.
Okay.
This is just someone who is going to oversee and maintain the software through in agreement with the company that owns
it.
Software purchase.
All right.
It's like a reup.
I got
seller.
You. I just wanted to make sure I was. No, okay. That's it, Judge.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2023 budget amendment for purchasing for additional costs for advertising in the amount of $1,300. Item B is to receive and file the statement of financial position for Jefferson County Community Supervision and Corrections Program for the state fiscal year ended August 31st, 2023. Item C is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $573,185.13 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. And item D is regular county bills, check numbers 512097 through 512317 for the period ending November 21st, 2023, and check numbers 512318 through 512514 for the period ending today. Do I have a motion of those items under audit?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, we have three items. Item A is to receive and file a plat of Erie Street Extension, a 60-foot wide road right-of-way, unimproved, formerly known as Texas Avenue, and sometimes referred to as Highland Road Extension, as shown on the plat of the suburban additions to Beaumont, Texas, sometimes known as Gladys City Oil, Gas, and Manufacturing Company subdivision of record in volume 1, page 55 of the map records of Jefferson County, Texas, with portions thereof canceled by Commissioner's Court order recorded in volume 890, page 635, and volume 890, page 633 of the deed records of Jefferson County, Texas, and reflected on the map recorded in Volume 8, page 144 and 145 of the map records of Jefferson County, Texas, and the subject right-of-way being specifically retained as a public road in the J.A. Veach Survey, abstract number 55, Jefferson County, located in precinct number 4. Item B is to consider, approve, authorize county judge to execute a settlement receipt and release for road damages in the amount of $136,710 for precincts 4 and association with the ExxonMobil pipeline project. And item C is to consider, approve, authorize, and authorize county judge to execute a settlement receipt and release for road damages in the amount of $149,000 for Precinct 1 in association with Permit 01-OW-22 from Prime Morris Pipeline. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Pierce and Alford. Any discussion?
Only one discussion. It's not a discussion. It's to thank the engineering department for that right-of-way that they search on Erie Street. That is going to be a vital part of the expansions and those air products and the different companies that's going down there. That's a plus for the county, and I want to publicly thank you guys and Pepe and all the work y'all put in with that.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it under Visitor Center. We have one item to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation for an emergency grant for the Extreme Fast Draw Association in the amount of requested amount of $7,000 with a recommendation of $5,000. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it under County Treasurer. One item to receive and file the investment schedule for October 2023, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioner Senegal and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under environmental control, we have one item to consider and possibly approve environmental controls increased permit fees for septic and food permits effective January 1st, 2024. Do I have a motion on that item?
Make the motion, Judge, and then I'll have some discussion.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Discussion.
Ron, where was that one thing that needed to be amended in what you gave us?
It's going to be in the attachment for the septic fee schedule. It should read 410, not 400.
410 rather than 400. Correct. And as we discussed earlier, these fees haven't increased in 20 years?
Correct.
Thank you.
And we're still lower than the other comparably sized counties.
We are still lower.
Okay.
And the state. In the state.
Yes.
Yeah. We're even with the state for septic.
Yeah.
And you are working on the RV parks for the development side of things to come, correct?
The RV park rules are already in place, but there are going to be some fee increases probably after the first of the year. We're waiting on some other information.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
As amended.
As amended.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we have three items. Item A is to receive and file an executed agreement between Jefferson County and Lamar University for the broadcast of Commissioners Court meetings by Lamar Media Alliance. Item B is to receive and possibly approve the biennial report from Tracy Middleton for the Jefferson County Adult Sexual Assault Response Team pursuant to Section 351.2573A of the Texas Local Government Code. And item C is to receive and file the executed tax abatement for Eight Rivers Cormorant passed a couple of weeks ago.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yeah, Judge. Commissioner Alford reminded me to thank Michelle for that boat launch, Mesquite boat launch completion. Getting a lot of compliments on access to the Gulf as well as Sabine Lake. And I want to thank you for being a pit bull on that and making sure the guys give the taxpayers what they deserve. And now. I'm asked the court to find some money to do the other side.
Yeah, we got to do the other side. Well, and thank you for that. You know, it definitely took a team effort, you know, Pepe and the inspectors out there and everything. Everybody, you know, we did a good job, I think, to stay on top of it. So
thank you.
Anyway, but I really appreciate that.
Right. You kept the court informed, and Patrick on his toes about the grant funding that was going to make sure the contract understood that, you know, we need to complete that thing. And it's beautiful. It's nice.
Thank you.
I don't vote. I mean, I just beg for fish. But
well, yeah, we can just go down there and just sit.
Yeah,
watch the boat ramp. All right, thank you.
Also, Judge, I've been noticing kids in the courthouse the last couple of meetings, and I know they have a representative here. So at the court's permission, can you introduce why you're here and who you are?
And why you aren't in school?
Good morning. And
good morning.
Thank y'all for being receptive of us and allowing my students, to come and sit in Commissioner's Court so that they can understand what is going on in the county, in Jefferson County, as well as one of my students over here, he didn't get up, Mr. Petrie. And I believe that when Mr. Erickson started talking last week, he said, I know where that's at, Ms. Parkerson. So, but I'm Dr. Parkerson with Parkerson STEM Academy right here in the city of Beaumont. And I do have a few of my students. I don't know if they want to talk, but I will let them introduce themselves just for a moment. So Mr. Petrie, come along. Mr. Petrie is actually getting ready. Mr. Petrie is actually getting ready to graduate. So we thank him for being here. This is one of our leaders. And so, yes, you have anything you want to say? You just want to say your name? He said no.
Congratulations.
Thank you for being receptive.
Congratulations on graduating.
Yeah, I like your jacket.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get them in the habit of understanding their civic responsibility in the county as well as in the city.
Great deal. Thank you.
Well, he's sitting next to Chief Miller, so maybe that'll rub off that he's getting into law enforcement.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Judge?
Yes, sir.
We had previously announced that some buildings were going to be closed on the 30th and the 1st due to maintenance and the installation of emergency backup generators. Because of the inclement weather that's due Thursday and Friday, they are going to do that this weekend. So those offices will be open Thursday and Friday, and those are the precinct Fort Ford JP out in Finette on 124, as well as the election barn and the
Precinct 7
buildings. Those buildings will be open Thursday and Friday, and they're going to attempt, weather permitting, to get all that done this weekend.
Right.
So just wanted to let everybody know that. I think a couple of us asked our mosquito control director to be here today, so we'd like to give her an opportunity to tell us what's going on with the mosquitoes around here.
Well, good morning, everyone. Just a quick update. It's not unusual to have a mosquito influx or population in South County. My primary goal this morning is to just let everyone know the temperatures, the wind, the rain, those are very important factors. We have to consider those events before we can spray. I am mindful, I'm aware. Unfortunately, our residents over in Pleasure Island, Sabine, they're always our lovely residents in Port Neches. You know, the marshes are always a problem. And so that is our battle. The marshes are a battle for us. If the visibility is not good, that's an issue for our pilots. We want to make sure they're safe. That's always important. But I want everyone here, if you have family, friends, important natures, Beaumont, just let them know we are aware, but encourage them to call the office. We want to make sure we're taking care of our residents. We are well prepared with staff. We have chemical. And so we're ready, but it's just as long as the weather is cooperating, we're available, we're willing to do our jobs, and we want to make sure that we're being wise stewards with the county funds.
And Denise, what would the, I mean, what's the state and federal rules? We can't, actually cannot spray if the winds are above 7 miles.
Exactly. So whenever the winds are in excess of 12 miles per hour, so here in the city it's 12, but then when the pilots get to Sabine or Pleasure Island, they're facing 15, 16 sometimes. And so whenever the winds are in excess of 12 miles per hour, that's a no-go for us. The marsh fires are a problem whenever we have those events. Also, the water line breaks. We have to be mindful of that because whenever we have the water line breaks, we have standing water. And so when we have standing water, we're going to have mosquito problems.
And I think a lot of our problems, particularly on the eastern side of the county, are due to the marshes that are located in Orange County. And
absolutely.
I think you've been in communication with mosquito control in
Orange. I do, absolutely. And the mosquito uses the wind to travel. And so when the wind is out of the east, we're going to have their problem. And so, unfortunately, you know, and with the temps, if it's less than 50 degrees, we're unable to spray.
And I want to clarify, it's not just the planes that cannot spray if the wind is above. You can't send trucks out if the wind is above 12 miles an hour. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the temperatures is 50 degrees or less across the board, whether we're flying or in the trucks. And we are regulated by TDA, licensed by TDA, and so we want to ensure that we are following the label at all times.
Right. I'm getting you permission to spray my house. I don't care.
Yes.
And so, I just want to say this, and I want to make sure the public be mindful of this. If the foams are a problem, or if you can't get to the lines, please have patience with us. She and her staff is trying to do everything they can. So if you can't get through one time, call back. Continue
Absolutely.
To call back. And if not, I'll put this up. The commissioner's court is open to make sure that the citizens, if they have a complaint in reference to it, give a call to our office if you can't get into it. Because it's very important. We know it's important. And we want to make sure that the message is heard where the problem is. Okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Anything further, commissioners?
No.
If not, we thank you all so very much for being here. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope you all start to feel in the Christmas spirit as we move into December later this week. So we are adjourned. Hey, Fred.